author Stacey Padula, and I'm here today to talk to you about my Grip book series. Grip follows the journey of two main characters, Kathy Kekele and Taylor Duncan. Both of them start off with seemingly very bright futures. Taylor is an NCAA top quarterback. He's an NFL top prospect. He was voted most likely to succeed by his peers in high school. He seemed absolutely unstoppable. Kathy was raised in a born-again Christian home. She had great morals and a strong head on her shoulders. So how is it that people like Kathy and Taylor can fall into substance abuse? How is it that good kids like that can become drug addicts? How does it happen? That is what I seek to answer and demonstrate in my Grip book series. I wrote it in hopes of educating teens and their parents about how easy it is to fall into substance abuse, how easy it is for something so seemingly innocent to take a grip on your life. Now, Taylor, you would never think that he would turn to a life of drugs and crime, but after suffering a grueling knee injury, he's put on painkillers because he had two surgeries. They were pretty intense, ACL, MCL, both meniscus. No one could blame him for going on pain meds. Problem is, he was also depressed. He was depressed from losing his senior season. He felt like his dreams were slipping through his fingers. So he began abusing those pain meds in order to lift his mood. And this led him to become addicted, which eventually led him to become a dealer in order to support his habit and get caught up in an organized crime ring, which is just crazy when you think about where Taylor was 1 year prior to that. So Grip covers his journey of recovery, as well as trying to escape the bloody crime ring that he unwittingly entangled himself in. So it gets a bit suspenseful. You definitely end up rooting for him. You know he's a good kid. He's just caught up in stuff he just never should have been involved in. And then Kathy had very pure intentions. She used to suffer from a little bit of social anxiety, but she dealt with it. But after her and her twin sister had a falling out, she started suffering from severe depression, more anxiety, and her boyfriend Jason, who loved her very much and had very good intentions, he started researching ways to help treat anxiety. And he was able to introduce her to some substances that he thought would help her problems. And she began taking them slowly, and then taking them more, and then more. And this was unbeknownst to Jason at the time, who would have been a little bit concerned if he had known how often she was taking these pills. And eventually, it started to change her entire personality. And she went from being this empathetic person who felt so deeply to not feeling much at all. She lost her empathy, she lost her identity. And by the time her best friends and her boyfriend realized it, she was already gripped. So Kathy's journey is interesting because, you know, she has this strong head on her shoulders. She's a smart girl, obviously meant well, was just trying to alleviate the anxiety attacks she was going through. And you just really feel for her because you understand how she got into it. It was so innocent, right? And I think people often think drug addicts, they set out to party, you know, and that's why. There's so many other reasons than that. I mean, yes, sure, people like to party, right? But there's a lot of kids, whether it's a sports-related injury or just an emotional issue that they're trying to treat. And then they get caught up in things that just grip them beyond their control. So Gripped follows Kathy and Taylor's journey from the beginning. It shows how they were prior to the substances, during, and after when they're trying to recover. And the books also show ways to recover and the importance of friends and family and surrounding yourself with positive influences, the importance of faith and believing in yourself, knowing who you are, recognizing your problems and dealing with them. So through my Grip book series, I hope kids will learn a lot about things that they might come in contact with as high school students and college students. The drugs are there, they're prevalent, right? So I figure if kids are gonna come in contact with these things, you know, at parties or even just in their day-to-day life, it'd be better if they were well educated on what these drugs do, And most specifically, it's painkillers and benzos. But knowing what these drugs do and what the possible consequences are so that they can make informed decisions. And I also want parents to know the signs, to know when something's off, to realize what your kids are up against socially. So for all of these reasons, I am writing Gripped. I'm currently in the middle of writing Gripped 5, which is the most suspenseful of all. It deals a lot with the police case surrounding Taylor. I can't wait to release it and just to continue this book series. Thank you so much to my readers. I look forward to having some big announcements soon. Thank you for tuning in to the Teen Reads podcast. To hear more from our young adult readers, please visit our website at www.teenreads.org.